coming to you live for us, not so much for you all, but close. We've decided we're just going to start releasing episodes when we see fit. We've been on a every other Monday release schedule since we started this all up, and who needs those kinds of rules and parameters?
Let's be honest. We're not all that organized. Neither are you. I know you're not.
No. So they might be coming with some more frequency. They might not. We really don't know. We're just out here, and the update on us right now is we are van lifers.
We are.
Hashtag van life UK.
Exactly. And our van is not quite as fancy as some of those vans that you see, but we kind of like that because it's got a lot of character.
We bought her a little over a week ago. Got an amazing deal.
That's a grand total of £2,000.
Yeah.
Which is, how much is that in dollars? Like $1,300?
No, like $3,000. Gonna go up.
Oh, yeah, sorry. An extra $300. Yeah.
She's very well traveled.
Yes, I'm really good at maths as well.
The thing with this is, got it for $2,000, had some things to do. We completely decked out the interior, repainted it. Already had hardwood floors, already had
insulation,
some toilet. Carpet up on the walls. I had a toilet put in that was hooked up to a pump, but we removed that, and we got this really amazing toilet that we're super excited about. And
can confirm it is a acceptable experience.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was
not
like
for the faint-hearted.
No,
but
95 pounds. You got to be comfortable stacking poos with whoever you're with.
Came from Corey's mouth, not mine. I don't poo, I'm a lady.
Obviously not. Charlie poos for both of them. But what we do with this is just, it doesn't make the van smell. It's completely compostable, and it's got that astronaut dust, I'll call it.
Astronaut dust. It is NASA approved.
Yeah, NASA approved. It's what the astronauts use to like break down their feces.
So you know what, Neil Armstrong? If you just happen to be listening, we're poo siblings. We understand. We know. We're
I'm pretty
basically
sure Neil,
brother.
Neil can't. He won't stop emailing me.
Oh really?
Assuming he's still alive.
Even from past the grave.
Yeah.
That's really powerful.
So I know he's a listener. He's huge fan.
Are you sure it's emails or is it in your head or?
Well,
is it in your spam folder?
It's hard to say at this point.
Yeah.
But anyway, we bought this. Name was Denzel, or as the Americans call it, Denzel. And we've changed the name because we think that this van has a very unique thing about it. I mean, a lot of these vans that you see on the road, I think at least the ones that you're seeing on Instagram, on YouTube and stuff, they're decked out.
They're fancy.
This is nicer than any apartment I've ever lived in.
This is?
No.
Oh,
are.
Okay. I was going to say,
like,
no, it's not.
That's you know, it's the soft, soft closed drawers. They've got hot water heaters, they've got full-on
garbage disposals.
Everything. And I got no issue with that. I have some great friends of mine, shout out to Angie and Ross, who did the van life, are still doing the van life to a certain extent. But they have a beautiful van, and I love it. It's really well done and everything. We're not taking any away from those people.
If I had the money, I'd probably get one of those as well.
Yeah, it's the comforts. But our little oyster here, as we've decided to call her, is
she's exactly what it says on the tin, an oyster.
Exactly. And I think one of the benefits of oyster is that she's not so pretty on the outside.
She doesn't bleed wealth.
The reason she's got oyster is that it's what's inside that counts. And we're very happy with what we've done with the interior. Go to our Instagram at Small Worlds to check out some photos. We're going to be posting those in the next couple of days, as well as we're just going to be doing a ton of photos and videos on this trip. Really looking forward to that. Leanne has a little bit of news.
But also let us know what you think about Oyster. It does look very Austin Powers-esque.
I think so.
Inside.
Yeah.
A little bit 60s, a little bit hippie, and a little bit like a shitty tin box on the outside.
Yeah. And I think that helps prevent break-ins.
Theft, yeah.
But yeah, as I was saying, Leanne has a little bit of news to share.
Do I?
I think you do.
Gonna get shy.
It's okay.
No, I've So, gosh, when we haven't worked properly since we left Whistler, or Canada last year.
So we had a sponsor for the podcast. That was great to help us out throughout to just kind of fund some of the stuff. Someone just pulled up into our parking space, so sorry for some of these noises. But yeah, we haven't really been doing anything that you would call like genuine work for a little while here.
And my funds are bleeding dry. But also, we have been doing lots of video stuff, as you guys have probably seen, which I love. And we've just decided, because I have been getting a lot more work than usual, you know what? I'm just going to try and take it to the next level and start a business out of it, maybe.
Yeah.
Freelance, but yeah.
Freelance videography.
Yeah.
So if you know anybody looking for anything, just let us know. If you've got old vacation video that you just shot on a GoPro or whatever you shot it on, and it's just been sitting around, you never taken the time to put it together, send us an email, get a hold of us, and let's just see if Leanne can't put something together to really wow you.
Exactly.
So that's the direction we're going with this.
It's called Loodle Lens, so that's L-O-O-D-L-E Lens, like a camera. I'm still halfway through the website. Maybe by the time I finish this, the website will be up and ready to go. Just check it out anyway, why not?
Yeah.
Maybe it's there. It's a surprise if it is.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be up and ready because I'm going to post this tonight, I think.
Okay, well then, you know what? Disregard everything I just said. But listen to this episode again in about 2 weeks.
Or just go look at the website. But we got that going on, so we're going to be shooting a ton of great video. The last couple of days, we've just seen some spectacular stuff. And we're on this route called the NC 500, which is the Scottish North Coast 500. It's a 500-mile loop that starts and ends in Inverness.
Doesn't start in Inverness.
That's what I was told.
Really?
Every book that I've read on it said that.
Oh, you know what? I haven't actually read any books on it.
Perfect. Leanisms. Let's go on. So we've been coming up the East Coast so far, and now we're on the North Coast, and we're making our way west. And apparently when we get over this northwest corner and start making our way down the West Coast, things get heated.
And we have to say, things have been very picturesque so far. Today it kind of stepped up a notch.
It did.
We're in the northmost point in the mainland Britain.
Yeah.
It's pretty chilly.
That's our camp spot for tonight.
Yeah, we have some sunshine and the cliffs are just getting way more dramatic as we've been going around. So, you know what? If you're in the UK and you think that you want to go somewhere, go get a van or a car and just take a cruise around Scotland.
And let us know if you're out and about. We're planning on cruising around the UK for the remainder of most of this year.
Yeah.
So we're going to be out there. We're going to be hanging and finding different places to camp, seeing all sorts of awesome things, we hope.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the benefits of this whole thing is, guys, we brought our dog from the States.
Yes, Queen Charlotte is sat here with us. She survived the flight, which is, I think she probably had a more relaxing time than either of us.
Yeah.
But
I
want to
talk a little bit about that. Because it was a process.
It was a process, yeah.
We had to fly. Originally, our plans were to get back to the States, go to a couple weddings, and then fly to Paris early June, and then make our way to the UK from there. And the reason we were going to Paris is because it's tough to fly your dog into the UK. Because?
Because the UK is one of few, can I say the UK is a country? But it's one of the few places in the world that does not have rabies.
So, if you're flying your dog into the UK, or any pet, I believe, just know they cannot fly in the cabin with you. There's probably some sort of medical condition that you might be able to have.
I do think a blind dog can, but emotional support animals, even like tiny animals, they're not allowed in the cabin at all.
No.
But in other parts of Europe, they are, hence why we wanted to fly through Paris and then get the tunnel or a train or something with mm-hmm. Charlie and then come over that way.
So given the situation that we're all in with COVID, we had to change our plans. Fortunately, we were able to buy Leanne an extra 30 days on her visa. Thank you, Customs and Border Patrol in the U.S. for mm-hmm. the first time I've ever said that.
Bug, we're giving you a shout out.
Bug was awesome.
Yes, that is his real name.
But we were very just excited to have Charlie with us. And I'll just say, like, putting her in cargo was really difficult task for me. It's just an emotional thing. Like, you just
she's
don't
not
know what's
a
going
spring
on.
Chicken, you know, she's 10, nearly 11, and
we found out she had a heart murmur.
Like, not, and the vet signed off on it and said it's fine. It's just, you know, she is a bit older. And then you obviously, whenever you search it online, all you see is the horror stories as opposed to the good stories.
Which I unfortunately did at the airport as I was getting ready to board the plane. And I flew that flight. So we flew from Minneapolis to Boston. And then Boston to London. And I will say, I pressed a 7 instead of a 6 when I was booking Charlie onto the cargo flight. And that one little mispoke of the finger on the keyboard cost me $700, guys.
on top of the fees that we'd already paid. Charlie cost more than both of us doubled.
She was like, yeah, easily.
Yeah.
So that was mostly, I mean, obviously that's completely my fault, but the process of getting her over here is pretty strenuous, and it's also very stressful because all these things that you have to do have to happen like 10 days before you fly out, and then within 5 days of when you fly out. And you have to get this paperwork sent off to the government of the United States, expect them to turn it around and get it back to you before your flight takes off.
All your original paperwork from your vet has to be signed off from the vet that she got her rabies vaccination from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, wow. And it had to be in blue ink.
Yeah. And we don't want to sit here and moan about this, but I will say is that the experience was very educational. And yeah. If you're thinking of doing this, if you're thinking of flying your dog anywhere and you have any concerns or anything like that, I'm happy to talk to you. Feel free to reach out. We can email, we can text, whatever it is that you want.
We wish we had that at that point.
I definitely, and yeah. The one thing that I did forget is that one of my good friends, he was a podcast guest with us, Brad Edwardson, who I talked to him about our trip to South America with. He worked at the Milwaukee airport years ago, and he would have totally been able to tell me exactly what it was like,
because
I've now
really?
Talked to him since. And
oh,
I was like,
such an idiot.
Did you ever load dogs into cargo? And he's like, yeah, totally. I just spaced that out. So I could have got a ton of peace of mind because he was like, it's awesome. They treat the dogs super well. It's great. So I could have saved my... I could have actually slept on the flight.
Don't look at me like that. I'm just hearing this now. Don't look at me. Well, you kept that one quiet, didn't you?
I did. Well, I just found out a couple days ago. But it was quite the ordeal, but we're here. We've got Charlie with us. We couldn't be happier about that. And now we've got Oyster, and we're so happy with this van. We're so excited for these next months of traveling around. And you know what? I'll give you guys a little bit of a... Why don't you tell them about what our little bit of a plan is post the new year, given my passport gained some strength?
Well, yeah, obviously Corey is a bit of a liability as he is from the USA.
I'm a refugee.
And him and Charlie are my refugees here. And Europe is actually closed, as I'm sure everyone's aware, to American passport holders. And no, that doesn't matter if he's been in the UK for 6 months. They've still said we're not able to regulate that. So anyone with an American passport, pretty much they can't come in unless you can prove with bills that they're paying rent and things like that.
So please, guys, if you're listening to this and you're in America, wear a mask so we can travel again.
Yeah, right. Please.
Just, you know, take one for the team here.
We don't want Charlie to go cargo ever again. So his visa is up in the first week of January. So after that, I have some family members who live out in Italy, in the Italian Alps. And I'm sure if you do listen to our podcast, then you probably learned last winter that we were a bit as lucky and as happy as we were in our trip. We did miss out on our snowboarding. So we are very excited to go reunite with some of my family and go there, hopefully, if we can. And then just cruise Oyster around Europe. Miss the sunshine as well.
Yeah.
Being
Northern
in Scotland.
Scotland doesn't really have a much of a summer, I'll say.
Nothing. I'm literally sat in tracksuit bottoms, thermal socks, and a jacket I used to wear skiing.
She's also a bit of a weenie.
I am a weenie with the cold.
I had shorts on today. What you have to do is readjust your expectations. So if it's not rainy and it's only kind of windy, that's a nice day.
Yeah. But you know what? I will say, looking out the window, there are some spots of blue, and we're on this amazing cliffside. It's really stunning.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Very fortunate. We are going to keep this one nice and short and sweet. I think that we're just going to kind of do some documenting of this trip and kind of do these van life episodes a little bit.
Yeah. So if anyone, like I said earlier, anyone in the UK or in Europe listens and you're interested or even thinking about traveling around over the coming months just because of COVID and stuff in the UK, just keep checking in on us. We'll have lots more. We want to find some really cool spots, great hikes.
If you've got tips on that, let us know.
Yeah.
If you're out and about, let us know. We'd love to cross paths and have a glass of wine with you. And we're super excited. We're feeling so grateful. But, you know, what a weird time. We come back from our trip, can't really work. And so just trying to make the best of a crazy situation.
And I'm happy so far.
Yeah. So, that's it for now, and we will check back in who knows when, because we don't even know.
We're going to leave you on your toes here.
Yeah.
Could be
what
tomorrow,
I
could be the next day, could be the next day. Could be the next day.
What I will say is that Leanne, if you look at her Google Maps, the entire west side of Scotland is just one giant green blob of markers that she wants to go to.
This is my process when I go to somewhere new. I look up at pictures of things that I want to see. I'm like, oh, that looks beautiful. I've got to go there. So then I'm going to forget, and I'm not going to look it up again if I keep having to Google it. So I just put it in on Google Maps, save, 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 want to go. And then lo and behold, we go.
And we see a lot of awesome places because of that. Really excited to be back out shooting video and doing some photography. We're also thinking about buying a camera because of Leanne's new biz. So that's what we're working on. And I will just say, on a personal note, thanks to Leanne's mom's partner, Mr. David, looks like I'm going to be able to play a pretty nice golf course in the next couple of weeks, which I am tremendously excited about. For me to come to Scotland, the home of golf, and play one of the best courses in the country, I don't know what's going on, guys, but I'm excited about it.
He's tearful. Matt, if you're listening, he's crying. No, he's close.
I wish I was. But I, hopefully you guys see Oyster out on the road and say hi. Take it easy. Just a quick update. We ended the podcast, and after 10 seconds, Leanne got up, spun around, and knocked an entire glass of wine all over the van. So things are going well. See you guys soon.